I thank the Lord that once again we are gathered before Him.
今天早晨我在主面前领受一点负担，要和弟兄姊妹交通一个题目，关于属灵的领袖。
This morning I have a burden to share with brothers and sisters a topic which is spiritual leadership.
每一次我们能够一同聚集在主的名里面，在他的白色爱的筵席跟前，我们来敬拜他，实在是一件喜乐和一个特权。
Every time we can gather in the Spirit and we can gather together, especially before the table, it is our joy as well as our privilege.
我们知道我们的神何等欢喜和他的儿女们在一起。
Our God indeed rejoices to be with His children.
他喜欢住在我们的中间。
He likes to dwell among us.
他与我们同行，与我们同工。
He walks with us and He works with us.
我们神在他的儿女们中间做工。
And our God, He is working among us.
有一个重要的原则。
And there's an important principle of this work.
就是他要借着人与他同工。
And that is through man, He is going to co-work.
在他做工的时候，他要首先得着一般人。
And in His work, He wants to first gain a few.
在他们身上先来栽培，来制作。
In them, He wants to work and to gain.
然后使用这一般人来在人的中间完成他的工作。
So that through these few, He can accomplish His work.
我们称这个原则叫做属灵领袖的原则。
We call this principle the principle of spiritual leadership.
所以今天早晨我们先读几处的经文。
So this morning, shall we first read a few passages of
Scripture? 请我们首先翻到希伯来书第六章第二十节。
Let's first turn to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 20.
做先锋的耶稣，既照着麦基洗德的等次，成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。
Where Jesus has entered as a forerunner for us, having become a high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
哥林多前书第十一章第三节。
First Corinthians 11:3.
我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
But I want you to understand that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of a woman, and God is the head of Christ.
哥罗西书第一章第十八节。
Colossians 1 verse 18.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
或者这样讲，基督就是教会，或者这样讲，基督是身体的头，这身体就是教会。
We could also say that Christ is the head of the body, which is the church.
我们再看希伯来书第二章第十节。
Let's also turn to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
For it was fitting for him.For whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
第三章第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
但基督为儿子，治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
But Christ was faithful as a son over his house,whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence in the boast of our hope firm until the end.
我们再看旧约的四师记。
Shall we turn to the Old Testament book of Judges?
第五章第二节。
Chapter 5, verse 2.
因为以色列中有军长率领，百姓也甘心牺牲自己，你们应当颂赞耶和华。
That the leaders led in Israel, that the people volunteered, bless the Lord.
在英文里面，这个军长是讲到在以色列中有领袖。
In English, it uses the term leaders in Israel.
特别这里领袖不是单数的字，而是众人，是一个复数。
And this word is not singular, it's a plural, leaders.
我们在读马太福音第十五章第十四节。
Let's also turn to the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 15, verse 14.
任凭他们吧，他们是瞎眼领路的，若是瞎子领瞎子，两个人都要掉在坑里。
Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if a blind man guides a blind man, both will fall into a pit.
我们在读以赛亚书五十六章九节到第十二节。
Isaiah 56, verse 9 on.
九节到第十二节。
9 through 12.
田野的猪兽都来吞吃吧，林中的猪兽也要如此。他看守的人是瞎眼的，都没有知识，都是哑巴狗，不能叫唤，当知做梦，躺卧贪睡。这些狗贪食，不知饱足，这些牧人不能明白，个人偏行己路，各从各方求自己的利益。他们说，来吧，我去拿酒，我们饱饮浓酒，明日必和今日一样，就是宴乐无量极大之日。
All you beasts of the field, all you beasts in the forest, come to eat. His watchmen are blind, all of them know nothing. All of them are mute dogs, unable to bark, dreamers lying down who love to slumber. And the dogs are greedy, they are not satisfied. And they are shepherds who have no understanding. They have all turned to their own way, each one to his unjust gain, to the last one. Come, they say, let us get wine and let us drink heavily of strong drink, and tomorrow will be like today, only more so.
撒母耳记上第十三章第十四节。
First Samuel chapter 13 verse 14.
现在你的王位必不长久，耶和华已经寻找一个合他心意的人，立他做百姓的君，因为你没有遵守耶和华所吩咐你的。
But now your kingdom shall not endure. The Lord has sought out for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has appointed him as ruler over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you.
约翰福音第十五章第十六节。
John 15, verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you.
加拉太书一章一节。
Galatians 1:1.
做使徒的保罗不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神。
Paul, an apostle, not sent from men, nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead.
使徒行传第二十章二十八节。
Acts 20, verse 28.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
我们最后读希伯来书第十三章第七节。
Lastly, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7.
从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。
Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人。你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧愁，若忧愁就与你们无益了。
Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you.
提摩太前书五章十七节。
First Timothy 5:17.
那善于教导、管理教会的长老，当以为配受加倍的敬奉。那劳苦传道教导人的，更当如此。
The elders who rule well are to be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching.
我们再有一点简单的祷告。
Shall we again have a simple prayer?
我们亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Our dear Lord, we thank you with all of our hearts.
今天早晨，你在爱中召聚我们众人，一同来到你的面前。
Because once again this morning you have gathered us before you in your love.
主啊，你已经在你的筵席中把你自己赏赐给每一个蒙救赎的儿女。
And at your feasting table you have already provided your salvation for all of those who are yours.
主啊，我们相信你早晨要向我们说亲切的话。
And Lord, we do believe that you are to speak intimate words to us.
我们也相信你要将你的道路、你做工的法则教导我们。
And you are going to speak your words, your teachings of how you work.
主啊，我们承认自己的不堪、不配与无有。
And Lord, we do acknowledge our unworthiness and ignorance.
我们单单的来仰望你的自己。
So we singularly look towards yourself.
主啊，在你的同在中，我们全人心和灵向你俯伏下拜。
And so in your presence, we bow down in our body and in our souls.
愿你向你的儿女们说话。
Speak to your children.
愿你在你儿女们中得着敬拜、爱戴和顺服。
Among your children, may you gain worship and submission, obedience.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.
我们刚才讲到神，他是一位有原则的神。
We just spoke that our God is one who has principle.
今天神在地上，他的工作是在人的中间。
And today God works among his people.
更准确的说，他的工作是在蒙救赎的儿女们中间，就是教会的里面。
More accurately speaking, he works among those who are saved, that is in the church.
神做工，他的原则是什么呢？
So what is his principle of working?
他乃是先在少数的人中间他得着他们。
He first gains a few.
就好像使徒保罗在大马色的门口被主打倒，被主抓住。
Just like Paul when he was struck down by God and gained, grabbed a hold of by God.
神就细心地在他身上调教这个人。
And so God in a very detailed way dealt with him.
在他身上有许多的他与神之间的故事。
He had many stories before the Lord.
这些人在主做成了以后。
And so after God has worked in these few.
他神就使用这些人来与神同工。
God uses these people to co-work with them.
我们称神在先在这些人身上制作，使他们成为能够把基督带给别人的人。
And so we call these people those who can bring Christ to others.
所以神的工作是使用这些人作为领袖，然后开始来在众人的中间做工。
And so God uses these people, these leaders, so that he can work among his people.
从旧约时代一直到新约。
From the Old Testament all the way through the New.
我们看见每一个世代神工作的原则都是一样。
In every age, God's principle of working is always the same.
就是他从少数 然后达到全体。
That is, he starts from a few to gain the whole.
所以今天我们每一个属神的儿女，
And so for every child of God,
若是我们明白这个原则，
If you understand this principle,
我们肯把自己交在神的手中，
And if you are willing to place yourself in God's hand,
我们每一个人都可以在主的手中与他同工，
Then all of us can co-work with the Lord.
我们能够成为神手中使用在他百姓中间属灵的领袖。
And we can become the spiritual leaders among his people.
但是我们要从旧约和新约我们看见。
But from the Old and the New Testament, we see
无论是历史的事实，
whether it's a fact of history,
或者是先知们他们的劝勉，
or the exhortation of the prophets,
在神儿女们中间好的领袖是非常重要的。
Among God's people, good leaders are so important.
当一个时代神儿女们中间有好的器皿做领袖的时候，
In a particular generation, when there are good leaders,
神的百姓就得胜，
God's people gain victory,
神的百姓就蒙福，
God's people were blessed.
好像在士师时代，在底波拉和巴拉他们那个环境的里面，
Just like in Judges, during the time of Deborah and Barak,
我们知道那个时候他们受这个夏所王拉宾的辖制。
We know that at that time they were under the persecution of a king.
那他们的仇敌有铁车，告诉我们说他们的行动非常的迅速，而且非常的有力。
Because they had chariots, they had great power and strength.
所以神的儿女们呢，就没有自由受捆绑。
And so God's people, they were in bondage. They had no freedom.
甚至啊，他们讲到在那个时代呢，神的儿女们呢，他们连大道都没有人敢走，他们都走小路。
And so the Bible tells us that at that time, people, they were too afraid to walk upon the highways. They all walked upon the small roads.
但是当神能够得着底波拉和巴拉的时候，
But after God gained Deborah and Barak,
他们起来服侍神的百姓。
They rose up and they served God's people.
在神的百姓中就有一般的人，他们效法他们呢，甘心的把自己交在神的手中。
And so there was a group that followed them, and they willingly placed themselves in God's hand.
当他们得胜以后，他们起来唱一首赞美的诗歌。
And after they gained the victory, they rose up and they sang a song of victory.
因为以色列人中有了领袖，有了军长。
Because, and so they were able to sing that the leaders led in Israel.
他们爱神。
And they loved God.
所以呢，百姓呢，都甘心的顺服，而且军长们甘心的牺牲自己。
So that the people volunteered themselves.
弟兄姊妹们，当神儿女们中间有好的器皿在神的手中被使用，
Brothers and sisters, when there are good vessels in God's hand that he can use,
他们就是好的领袖。
They are the good leaders.
使神的百姓得胜。
So that God's people can gain victory.
每一次的聚会都充满了神的同在。
So that every single meeting will be filled with his presence.
叫一切的阴影，一切的黑暗都出去。
So that all shadows and all darknesses are cast out.
叫一切肉体的活动都止息。
So all activities of the flesh are
stopped. 弟兄姊妹们，你我羡不羡慕
被
主这样得着呢？
Do we admire after being gained by the Lord in
this way? 反过来说，如果有一般人在教会中站在那个位置上，
In another words or opposite, we can say if there are some people who are willing to stand in that position,
但是他们在神的手中从来没有被制作过。
However, they have never been dealt with by God.
没有被破碎过。
Never been broken by God.
他们不认识神。
They do not know God.
只是在头脑上面知道神。
Only in their head they know God.
只是在言语道理上面会讲关于主的事情。
Only in their speech, in their logic, they can speak about the things of God.
我们称这些叫做坏的器皿，坏的领袖。
We call these poor vessels and bad leaders.
神的百姓呢，就失败。
Then God's people will have failure.
以赛亚在他起来进执事的时候，他就预言到神百姓中会有这种情况。
And so Isaiah, when he came up and became a prophet, he prophesied how there would be this condition among his people.
我们看见后面南国犹大国的历史就照着他的预言这样的这样推展开显出来。
And so we saw that the southern kingdom, Judah, it did indeed show this condition.
这些领袖就是牧养神百姓的。
And these people were supposed to be shepherds of God's flock.
我们知道在旧约时代牧羊的人，他们在旷野也有一些牧羊犬帮助他们。
Now in the Old Testament, we know that shepherds, they have assistants who help.
以赛亚就说到这些 他牧羊的人或者那牧羊犬呢，他们都是放松职守的人。
And so Isaiah says that these shepherds and these people who are leaders, they are those who are too casual.
他讲到他们呢，没有认识，不会分辨。
He says that all of them know nothing.
所以当有仇敌来吞吃的时候，这个狗也不会叫。
And so when the enemy comes to devour, the dogs cannot bark.
弟兄姊妹，今天人养狗是来做 pet 啊，最好不要叫。
Now today we have dogs as pets. We don't want them to bark.
你不高兴就把它丢到一边。
We hold them, and if we are unhappy, we just place them aside.
但是旧约时代呢，牧羊人的牧羊犬必须是非常警醒的。
But those who are shepherds and all those who are watchmen, they have to be alert.
他能够分辨危险，他能够，并且借着吠叫哈，能够警告所有的羊群。
They have to be able to discern danger, and through barking, they are able to alert the entire fold.
弟兄姊妹们，好的领袖需要眼睛是张开的，认识神的。
Good leaders need to have their eyes open. They need to know God.
不是向着世界张开眼睛。
Not have their eyes open to the world.
不是向着人群张开眼睛。
Not have their eyes open to human emotions.
而是真正认识神旨意的。
But they have to truly know God's will. 弟兄
姊妹，我们看见以赛亚讲到神的百姓要被吞噬，要失败。
And so Isaiah, he said, he prophesied that the people will fail.
会四散，被赶散。
They will be scattered abroad.
然后会被吞噬。
And they will be devoured.
等到约西亚王年间就一路的往下去。
From the time of Uzziah all the way to the end.
最后犹大国确实就这样应验。
And indeed, Judah, all of this came to pass in Judah.
弟兄姊妹们，不是那个时代没有人爱主。
It's not that there were people who did not love God at that time.
那个时代爱主的人，他们在神儿女们中间没有影响力。
But those who love the Lord among God's people, they had no influence.
那些真正有影响力的人是坏的领袖。
And those who truly had influence were bad leaders.
所以我们看见领袖是非常重要的。
And so we see leaders are so important.
今天我们不要认为那些年纪大的人才做领袖。
Don't think that just those who are elderly can be leaders.
我们中间年轻人十几岁就应该起来爱主。
And so even you young people, in your teens, you ought to love the Lord.
好好的把自己交在主的手中。
Give yourself to the Lord's
hand. 在你身上，你有没有学过几个真正被破碎的功课？
Have you learned a few lessons of being broken by the Lord?
你有没有真正放下自己？
Have you really placed yourself down?
这个非常重要。
This is so important.
我们不要讲好听的道。
We're not speaking words that are good to hear.
因为好听的道不能带进神的同在。
Because words that are good to hear cannot bring in God's presence.
唯有真正忧伤痛悔的灵，才能叫我们摸到神的心。
Because only a broken and contrite heart can really touch God's heart.
我们知道领袖在圣经里面一个原则。
A leader's principle before God.
用旧约时代，摩西在旷野所支搭神的那个会幕。
Now we know that Moses in the Old Testament he established a tabernacle.
你知道当会幕里面所有器具都做成了。
Once we know that all the vessels have been finished.
那个会幕的帐幕也都支好了。
And the tents has been knit.
那些钩子都钩好了。
And all the hooks have been hooked together.
若是没有竖板的话，它仍然是一堆材料，平面的在那里。
If there are no standing boards, then all of these things are lying there on the ground.
唯有当那板子被成型了，能够站在那银座上面，并且彼此连结，才成为一个立体的居所。
Once the standing boards are placed down and standing upwards and hooked together with the poles, then it can be a building that stands up.
弟兄姊妹们，好的领袖就是那个竖板。
Good leaders are those standing boards.
整个会幕的责任是那个重量是压在那个竖板上面。
So all the weight and responsibility of the entire tabernacle lays on those standing boards.
但是那个竖板它的重量是站在那银座上面。那
讲到
我们主耶稣基督的救赎。
However, the weight of the standing boards are placed upon those iron on the pegs.
Silver bases.
And that speaks of the salvation work of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这一般人是天天活在主的救赎里面。
These people daily live in the Lord's salvation.
没有一个时刻他们敢靠着自己。
There's not one moment that they're willing to rely on themselves.
如果那板子没有那个银座，他就站不起来。
If those boards do not have the silver pegs, then they cannot stand up.
所以能够承担重量， 因为主耶稣承担一切的重量。
The reason why they can bear weight and responsibility is because Jesus has bore all the responsibility.
但愿我们中间每一个弟兄姊妹，特别是年轻的弟兄姊妹。
We hope that every brother and sister, especially the young brothers and sisters,
主的灵感动我们，
that the Lord's Spirit can move us.
让我们爱慕被主抓住，爱慕被主制作。
So that we may love and admire being grabbed a hold of and dealt with by the Lord.
叫我们能够起来背负主的见证。
So that we may be able to bear the Lord's testimony.
我们知道呢，今天世界上的人也讲领袖。
We know that today the people of the world also speaks of leadership.
但是属灵的领袖跟世人对于领袖的观念完全不一样。
However, spiritual and worldly leadership is entirely different.
我们知道世界的领袖呢，是讲究你要得着那个地位。
We know that worldly leadership emphasizes gaining a position.
为着得着那个地位呢，我们就尽量的去培养我们天然的才干。
In order to gain that position, you want to work on your natural talents.
我们去增加我们属地的知识。
We need to increase in our worldly knowledge.
并且呢，我们呢，尽量，现在民主社会，大家都喜欢 networking。
And so today, in this democracy, we emphasize networking.
所以你 Facebook, 你有几个朋友啊？
So how many friends do you have on your Facebook?
如果你上千了，你可能可以竞选议员了。
And so if you have thousands of friends, perhaps you can be elected into a position.
因为你会 networking.
Because you know how to network.
所以这些变成世界非常 popular, 非常流行的东西。
And so this is a very popular thing in the world today.
这个讲到你要需要关系。
And so this says that you need to be very attentive. You need relationships.
You need connections.
Connections.
我刚到美国来，我不懂哈。
At first, when I came to the U.S., I did not understand.
我说我们在远东啊，做什么都靠关系的。
And in the Far East, we did say that to do anything, you needed connections.
有关系好办事。
Because once you have connections, you can get things done.
他说美国人也一样。
With my American friend said it's the same.
他说叫 connection.
And in America, in U.S., we call it connections.
有人告诉我们说，现在呢，你毕业啊，如果没有 connection 呢，就找不到事做。
They say here in the U.S., after graduation, if you are not connected, it's difficult to find a job.
我认识一个姊妹啊，她是 Stanford 的 PhD。
I know a sister, she's a PhD from Stanford.
结果她找到一个好小好小的学校去教书。
However, she found a very, very small school to teach. And I asked her what happened.
她说我教了好几年才意识到，我从来没有去做过networking.
And she says, I taught for many years before I realized that I never went and did networking.
弟兄姊妹，这就是世界。
This is the world.
如果你这样子到教会里面想要得着去影响力，那我们得罪我们的主。
If you want to gain influence in the church through this, then you have sinned against the Lord.
用我们知道主耶稣要上十字架以前，主的心何等盼望他的门徒们能够体贴他的感觉。
Now our Lord Jesus, before he was to be crucified on the cross, he so desired his disciples to understand how he felt.
门徒们跟着主一路上耶路撒冷呢，他们在主旁边就在争将来谁伟大。
However, the disciples along the way, the entire way, they were arguing who is going to be the greatest.
这个雅各和约翰呢，就拉着他们母亲呢，凭这个关系去跟主耶稣要左边右边的位置。
So James and John brought their mother through connections. They wanted to argue who was going to sit at the right and left of the Lord.
今天很多时候神的儿女们也有这个观念。
Many of God's children today have the same concept.
一介绍就是说，你有没有听？我是听过某某人讲过道的。
And as soon as they are introduced, this person would say, "I heard this person preach once."
你有没有？你表示你没资格，我有资格。
If you haven't heard of this person, then I have the right. You don't.
当人这样子想要在神儿女们中间做工的时候，
If you want to do work among God's people in this way,
那就是坏的领袖。
This is a bad leader.
他一定是辖制别人。
And you will restrict, bind, and teach others in such a way.
要求别人。
You will have requirements of other people.
为着达到自己的那个欲望。
In order to gain their own ambition
desire,
and desire,
或者自己的雄心
and natural and own ambition.
在教会里面，常常这个东西不对付，神的百姓就受苦。
If this is not dealt with among God's people, then God's people will lose.
那么属灵的领袖是讲究什么？
And so, what do spiritual leaders?
是讲究生命里面的光景。
It emphasizes the condition of the spiritual life.
我再要讲一点， 生命的光景和你头脑的知识是没有直接关系。
The condition of your spiritual life has no direct relationship with how much you know.
这个生命的光景我们常常讲到属灵的资格。
So this spiritual condition speaks of your spiritual qualification.
真正属灵的权柄是因着复活生命的彰显而显出来。
True spiritual authority is manifested through the resurrected life.
所以我们知道在民数记里面呢曾经有一个事件叫做可拉事件。
In Numbers, we know that there is a
有一个 incident called
the incident of Korah.
我们知道可拉和大丹亚比兰呢他们起来抵挡摩西说你们擅自专权了。
Korah and Dathan, they rose up to speak against Moses, saying that why does Moses have the position?
因为呢我们也有同香炉可以祷告，神也启示我们，为什么只有你们可以说话呢？
We also have the altar of incense. We can also pray before the Lord. Why is it that you can speak before God?
我们知道那个原因啊，是因为他们在身体的认识上面还只有知识，没有真正生命的学习。
We know that they spoke that because they only had head knowledge. They had no real life experience.
我们都知道身体配搭的原则，保罗在罗马书十二章里面讲到。
We all know that when the principle of the body life is spoken of by Paul in Romans chapter 12.
他说我们呢，个人呢，要看自己看得合乎中道。
Paul tells us that we are to look lightly upon ourselves.
我们要看要 balance look upon ourselves. 我们要看得合乎中道。
We need to look upon ourselves with balance, with sobriety.
我们才会呢，学会跟别的弟兄姊妹一起配搭。
So that we can learn to co-work together with brothers and sisters.
这个原则呢，当摩西得着山上样式启示的时候，我相信摩西解释给神的百姓听。
This principle, once Moses received it at the mountain, he had explained it to the people.
他们都知道在教会领袖们的侍奉啊，不是各行其事的。而是彼此配搭的。
They all understood that in the church that every single person must work together, not individually.
但是一拿到实际实行的时候，他们还是争谁伟大。
However, in reality, everyone was fighting for their own greatness.
那他们争的方法呢，就直接一点说：“摩西你有什么了不起
？”And so they said directly to Moses, "Who are you?"
你能说话，我们也应该能说话，因为我们也有同香炉。
If you can speak, we can speak because we also have the incense.
弟兄姊妹，这告诉我们说，他们还不认识那个权柄是在生命。
This speaks of the fact that they still do not understand that authority is in life.
所以到了第十七章。
And so when we come to chapter 17,
神就吩咐摩西把以色列十二个支派的族长的杖都拿来。
God told Moses to have all of the elders take the rods.
一同摆到会幕里面，这个约柜的前面。
To place them before the tabernacle.
经过一个晚上。
And through an evening.
只有亚伦的那一根杖啊，死了又活了，并且发芽开花，还结了熟荇。
Only Aaron's rod, through death, it became alive. It budded and it had fruit.
所以有一个非常有名的小的福音册子啊，叫做《枯杖花》。
And so there is a very famous little gospel pamphlet that is called The Dead Rod.
然后呢，然后 and blossom.
And it blossoms.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们需要从我们生命里面去经历。
This is something that we have to experience in our life.
我们真的经历了，我们在教会里面就知道，并且知道怎样配搭。并且知道怎样服侍人。
Because once you have experience, then you will know how to co-work and serve others.
所以属灵的领袖呢，乃是借着属灵的生命而得着权柄。
And so spiritual leaders are those who have authority through their life.
借着追求及侍奉呢，成为先锋。
Through constantly pursuing the Lord, they become the forerunners.
我们的主耶稣基督就是这样。
This was our Lord Jesus.
他到地上来，他借着苦难学了顺从。
Our Lord Jesus, when he came to this world, he learned how to obey through suffering.
主耶稣是一个常常流泪的。
He was one who wept much.
所以有一天他问他的门徒们说，你们说人说我是谁？
So one day he asked his disciples, who do men say that I am?
所以有 有一个门徒就说啊，人说你是耶利米。
And so, one of his disciples says that, some men call you the prophet Jeremiah.
我们知道耶利米是一个流泪的先知。
We know that the prophet Jeremiah was one who wept.
主耶稣借着这个苦难学了顺从。
But Jesus, through these sufferings, learned obedience.
他就能够把他的顺服赐给每一个依靠他的。
So that he can give his obedience to all those who rely on him.
今天弟兄姊妹，不要认为我们会顺服。
Brothers and sisters, don't think that you can obey the Lord.
因为我们里面都是肉体。
Because in you and I, it is all flesh.
肉体是不服神的。
All flesh cannot obey God.
而且你是不可能服的。
And it is unwilling to submit.
唯有当你里面有基督的生命，你就会顺服。
Only when you have Christ's life can you submit.
当基督在我里面掌权了。
Once Christ has authority in you, then you can submit.
所以主耶稣成为进入幔内的那个先锋，做了我们的大祭司。他成为我们的领袖。
And so our Lord Jesus, he was the forerunner who went first, and he is the one who is our leader.
所以他能够成全神的那个旨意，我们称作永远的旨意。
And so that he can accomplish that eternal will, which we call the eternal purpose.
神不改变的那个旨意，只有神的儿子来完成。
So God's unchanging purpose, only God's Son can accomplish it.
那么今天他要来领我们一同进入那个荣耀。
And today he wants to take all of us into that glory.
我们要讲一点，主耶稣为我们做了属灵领袖的榜样。
And so we want to say that our Lord Jesus is our spiritual example.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们一讲到属灵领袖的时候，我们先要想到我们的主自己。
So when we speak of spiritual leadership, we need to first think of our Lord Jesus himself.
我们不要想到教会中某某人。
Don't think of any person.
不要讲到历史上以前哪一个人是人所尊重的。
Don't think about any historical figure that once people revered.
我们先要想到我们的主是我们的领袖。
We need to first think of our Lord Jesus as our leader.
使徒们呢，一再地说他是头，他是元首，他是起始。
The apostles constantly said that he is first, he is the head, he is the beginning.
他应该在我们中间，在凡事上居首位。
He ought to have the first position in all things among us.
我们的主是元帅。
Our Lord is the leader.
他是神的儿子，亲自在治理神的家。
He is the Son of God. He himself is the one working in his house.
若是我们开始有这样的学习。
If you begin to have such learning.
我们透过基督来看今天教会的服侍我们的弟兄姊妹。
And see the service of our brothers and sisters through Christ.
我们里面就得着帮助。
Then we are helped.
那么我们要再讲到实际上在教会中谁是属灵的领袖呢？
And so practically speaking, in the church, who are spiritual leaders?
我们知道在新约圣经里面看见，教会神所使用的工人。
In the New Testament, we see that God uses workers.
工人呢，在以弗所书第四章十一节里面讲到。
Workers are spoken of in Ephesians 4:11.
神把这些人呢，当作礼物赐给他的百姓。
That God has given these people as gifts.
赐给他的教会。
He has given them to His church.
这些人就是使徒、先知、传福音的教师和牧人。
These are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
这些呢，是指着人说的。
They speak of people.
啊，他们有不同的功用。
They have different functions.
他们可能也得着一些的恩赐。
They perhaps have some gifts.
这些人呢，是第一班神让他们走在神百姓之前的。
And these are the people that God gains first, who walks before others.
好叫他们能够带领神的百姓进入神的旨意。
So that they can lead God's people and to enter into His will.
另外呢，在每一个地方，当神的儿女们奉主的名聚集的时候。
Also, in different localities, when there are people who gather in His name.
教会里面就有照顾、牧养、教导和治理的一些的需要。
There are also those who are shepherds, who are teachers, who watch over the needs.
有这个需要。所以主就兴起在那里聚会的弟兄姊妹中间有长老和执事。
And because there are these needs among God's people, He establishes elders and deacons.
今天我们称这些呢叫做负责弟兄们。
And today we call them responsible brothers.
负责姊妹们。
Responsible sisters.
他们各自承担不同的教会的需要。
Each of them bear different responsibilities and of needs in the church.
但是他们重要的还是跟工人们一起配搭。来遵行神的旨意。
But what is important is that they co-work together with those who, with the leaders so that they can follow God's will.
好叫神的教会 能够成为神的家。
So that God's church can become God's house.
那我们再广义的讲一点，在教会里面，我们教导儿童的弟兄姊妹也是 leader。
We can also say that those who teach children are also leaders.
所有甘心乐意服侍的人都是一个 leader.
Those who are willingly and volunteer themselves to serve are leaders.
就是我们聚完会了，我们在那里摆桌子，我们服侍爱宴。这也是 leader.
Those who also, after the meeting, they set up the tables and serve the food, they are also leaders.
甚至我们在家里面，我们做父母亲也是 leader.
And even in the family, at home, as parents, you are leaders.
做 grandpa 也是 leader.
And also as a grandpa, we are leaders.
做这个，我们做婆婆，做公公也是 leader.
As grandparents, grandmas, grandpas, we're all leaders.
你知道圣经有一卷很美丽的一个家庭的故事，就是路德记。
In the Bible, there's a very beautiful story of a family, the story of Ruth.
你看，拿俄米因为受苦，她认识了神的心意。
Because Naomi went through suffering, she came to know the will of God.
她就成为路德的好的领袖。
She became a good leader for Ruth.
她说的每一句话，都叫路德走在神的祝福里。
Every word that she spoke allowed Ruth to walk in God's blessing.
弟兄姊妹，她不过是个姊妹，是个老太太。
She was only an elderly sister, an elderly woman. She was a mother-in-law.
你知道人际关系最难处的就是婆媳。
We know that the most difficult family relationship is the in-law relationship.
因为他们两个都爱一个男人。
Because both daughter and mother-in-law love one man, and so it's very difficult.
Conflict of interest.
There's a conflict of interest.
但是呢，你看。在这个美好的家庭故事里面，他们一点这种问题都没有。
But in this beautiful story of this family, there was no such problem.
我们都知道，因着拿俄米被主得着，做了路德的领袖。
But because Naomi was gained by God to be Ruth's leader.
后来，整个以色列民族成全了神的旨意，成为一个合一荣耀的国度。
The entire nation of Israel became a unified kingdom.
所以我要讲，我们中间弟兄姊妹，每一个人你都有责任。
And so I want to say, every one of you has responsibility.
若是我们今天在生活中能够更多表现基督。
If today in your life you can manifest Christ more.
在神眼中看，你那个 leader 的意义就多一点。
Then in you, the meaning of a leader has increased.
你就真是一个好的 leader.
Then you are a true good
leader. 如果你照着你的个性生活。
If you live according to your personality.
照着你的头脑知识来生活。
And you live according to your head knowledge.
照着人的才干来生活。
And according to your human ability.
可能你可以在世界上做事。
Then perhaps you can work in this world.
但在神的家中，神看你不是个 leader.
But in God's house, you are not a leader.
可能弟兄姊妹听你的话，跟你一起走。
Perhaps brothers and sisters listen to you and walk with you.
但是在神的眼中，将来是没有价值。
But in God's eyes, you have no value.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望这个点在我们中间，我们是清楚。
So brothers and sisters, I hope that this is a clear point among us.
所以当路德得着孩子，拿俄米抱在怀中的时候，人都呢，祝福拿俄米。
And so after Ruth gave birth to a child and Naomi held the baby, all people called her blessed.
所以今天我们在教会中，弟兄姊妹，每一个人都有责任。
And so in the church today, brothers and sisters, every one of us have responsibilities.
我们要稍微再交通一点，怎么样能够成为好的属灵领袖。
And so we want to share a little bit more about how to become a good spiritual leader.
第一个好的属灵领袖啊，不是自命。自我任命的。
A good spiritual leader is not a self-appointed role.
今天很多人都爱慕做领袖，所以就自己去，别人不说话，那我就说话了。
A lot of people today, we all like to be leaders. Since nobody speaks, I'm going to speak.
别人不看望，我就去看望联络，大家这一批人就跟着我走了。
And since a lot of people are not visiting, I'm going to go and visit these people so they can follow me.
首先一件，我们看见，主耶稣告诉门徒们说，不是你们拣选了我。
No, our Lord Jesus first told the disciples that it is not that, not that you have been chosen, not that,
You chose me, but
not that you chose me.
I have chosen you.
But I have chosen you.
这在约翰福音十五章里面，主耶稣讲的话，十五章十六节。
This is what the Lord spoke in John 15, verse 16.
而且我拣选你们是为着神的目的的。
I chose you so that it is for God's purpose.
是要栽培你们。
To gain you.
好叫你们呢。为我去结果子
，so that you can go and bear fruit。
在结果子的过程中，你们的祷告生活 就丰富了。
So that in your process of bearing fruit, your prayer life can be abundant.
你们祷告生活就能够成为我的见证。
So that your prayer life can become my testimony.
弟兄姊妹，在教会中，我们要留意看哪些人主的工作在他身上开始。
Brothers and sisters, in the church today, we need to pay attention to those whom God is beginning to work.
有时候我们看见一些弟兄姊妹，他们也聚会。
We see that there are some who come to the meeting, they're very lovable.
但是主在他身上好像得不着完全的主权和地位。
However, it seems like God cannot gain entire authority in their lives.
他有他自己的风格，主要这样走，他还是那样。
In another words, they still have their own personality. God wants to go one way, they go the other way.
但是他经过一件事情，忽然之间，这个人态度变了。
But through perhaps an incident, all of a sudden, their attitude changes. Brothers and sisters, once God has chosen and it is revealed,
照理讲，每一个蒙恩得救人，主都拣选我。
Honestly speaking, after our salvation, God has chosen all of us.
主拣选了，主就开始做工了。
After he chooses, he begins to work.
如果你说主，我只要祝福，
if you say,
但是你不要来碰我。
Lord, I only want blessing, but don't touch me.
你只要听我的祷告就好了。但是我还没有到时候听你的话。
Just hear my prayers, but it's not time yet for me to listen to you.
弟兄姊妹，那个拣选在我们身上就显不出来。
Then that choosing is not manifested.
我们需要接受主在我们身上做。
We need to accept God's working in us.
我有时候听见一些弟兄姊妹祷告，我就很受感动。
Sometimes I hear the prayers of some saints, and I am greatly moved.
我听过一个年轻的弟兄他祷告。
I heard a young brother pray once.
他说：“主啊，我虽然从小就信主，因为我爸爸妈妈带我。”
He said, Lord, even though I have believed in the Lord since I was young because my parents brought me.
但是直到今天在我身上，我还没有让你破碎过我一次。
But to this day, I have not allowed you to break me once.
我对十字架一点经历都没有。
I have no experience of the cross.
求你怜悯我。
Have mercy on me.
弟兄姊妹，那个显明主的拣选在这人身上显明出来。
This reveals God's choosing in that person.
那么真的在神儿女们中间显明是圣灵把它设立。
And it reveals that the Holy Spirit is the one who established or ordains it.
所以保罗告诉以弗所教会的长老们说，是圣灵设立你们做全群的监督。
And so Paul tells the Ephesians that it is the Holy Spirit who established or ordains you as deacons.
虽然外面的保罗曾经为他们按手设立他们。
Even though outwardly Paul had laid his hands upon them to establish them.
但是呢，工人做的那锅是去顺服圣灵已经设立的。
However, the workers were already submitting to the Holy Spirit. They had already been ordained.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
所以神注重那个属灵的实际，多过人外面的这个仪式。
That God cares more about spiritual reality rather than the outward formality of man.
圣灵设立就告诉我们说，他们的劳苦，他们的摆上，他们的牺牲，里面都是出于圣灵的。
That means the Holy Spirit, being ordained by the Holy Spirit shows that all of their suffering, all of their sacrifice, all of their sufferings has already been established.
有那属灵的实际。
It already has spiritual reality.
所以外面人就照着圣灵已经做的，我们把它显明一下。
And so what has been done outwardly, had we just established it.
保罗讲到他自己起来服侍，他说不是出于人。
And so Paul, he says that when he came out to serve, it was not through the agency of man.
也不是借着的。
Not through agency of man.
弟兄姊妹们，今天每一个属灵的领袖都是神直接在我们身上的工作。
Every spiritual leader has to do with God's direct work in our lives.
我们要何等的敬畏我们的主。
We truly need to revere our God.
我相信在我们中间有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹，圣灵已经在你我里面做了工。
I know among all of us brothers and sisters, God has already begun His work through His Holy Spirit in us.
在许多我们现在看不见的人身上，他里面付代价跟随主。
Through many people whom we do not see, some people have already paid a great price to follow the Lord.
我们知道这些人身上会有一些的预备的事情。
In these people, we know that there is some work of preparation.
就是圣灵在他们身上工作的显明。
That is the manifestation of the work of the Holy Spirit. There, these things, man can see it. I just want to mention it quickly. First, he begins to desire and love God's will.
所以保罗讲到教会的长老的显明，他说人若爱慕善工。
And so Paul, when he speaks of of this manifestation of this love.
The chosen elders.
It is a fine work.
That one has a desire for the good one. 他开始对对神的家，他喜欢来聚会。
There's a person.
每次聚会，他喜欢在主面前倾心吐意。
There's a person who desires to come to the gathering to love after God.
他会关心弟兄姊妹。
He would care about brothers and sisters.
他有爱慕。
He has a desire.
今天哪一个人没有来，好像他失落了什么事。
If a person has not come, then he feels like he has lost something.
这不是别人安排他做这个，所以他就尽责任。
It is not because somebody has arranged for him to do it, so he bears that responsibility.
神的团体，神的儿女们聚会的团体啊，他们用选举的选几个执事，给他一个责任。
We know that today among God's people, there are those who vote for a particular person to bear responsibility.
而且任期两年。
And your time in office is 2 years.
大家都看他做，然后一下任聚会都不来了。
And so once you are in your office, you are so busy. But once the meeting is over, you do not come anymore.
弟兄姊妹，那就不是属灵的领袖。
That is not a spiritual leader.
真正的属灵领袖是生命里面出来爱自己的弟兄。
A true spiritual leader is that through your life you would love your brother.
甚至为弟兄舍命，他也愿意。你就看见他有爱慕。
To a point, you are willing to lay down your life for your brother. This is the love. Secondly,
在这个人身上有奉献的时候,
upon this person is, has a life of consecration.
弟兄姊妹, 奉献不是一次做一次决定就完了。
Consecration is not a one-time deal you've decided and it's over.
奉献是每天每一件事情上面的一个选择。
Consecration is in your daily life a daily decision that you need to make.
就是当我有这个需要的时候，但是主说他有他这个需要。
That once I have a need, and yet the Lord says He has a need.
我就放下我的需要，说主啊，愿你的旨意成。
I can place down my need and say, Lord, may Your need be accomplished in my life.
弟兄姊妹，这是在生活中会显明出来。
This is shown in our daily lives.
有的人碰到自己紧急事情，就把主放下。
Some people, when they meet their own emergencies, they place the Lord down.
比如说我们做学生的
For example, if you're a student
碰到考试
And you have a test coming up
我就不聚会
Then I'm not coming to the meeting
但是一个真正在主面前爱慕的人
But one who truly has a desire before the Lord
他把主摆在前面
He's willing to place the Lord before him
但是他做学生的责任他也做好
So he does bear responsibility of a student
弟兄姊妹这些是从生活中我们不需要装的这是
In your daily life, this is nothing that you can pretend, but naturally will come out.
我在年轻的时候，有年长的弟兄们常常劝我。
When I was young, there were elderly brothers who would often admonish me.
他说：“弟兄啊。”
And say, brother.
你将来在侍奉中，每一件事都是奉献的一个考验。
In your service, every single matter is a test of your consecration.
每一件事情都是得能力的机会。
Everything is an opportunity to gain power.
弟兄姊妹，这个点呢，我相信大家都很清楚。
In this point, I believe we are all clear on it.
那么第三个点
，The third point,
会在一个人身上显出来，他开始对主和主的家认真。
That this person becomes serious towards the Lord and the Lord's house.
像在旧约时代，这个先知以利亚，神吩咐他去。
Just like in the Old Testament, Prophet Elijah was sent by God to anoint Elisha.
在列王记上十九章那一段很有意思。
The passage in 1 Kings 19 is very interesting.
我们看见以利亚去了，他没有立刻膏以利沙。
Elijah went, but he did not immediately anoint Elisha.
他看见以利沙在他的田里面在耕地。
He saw that Elisha was there plowing his field.
我们相信以利沙是个很有力气的。
We believe that Elisha was a man of great strength.
他用十二对牛啊，就是二十四头牛在他前面拉他这个人，他要能控制这二十四条牛啊，他力气是很大的。
He had 12 pairs of oxen before him. That means 24 cattle before him. And so that means, and he was controlling all of them. Much, so he must be a strong man.
可见以利沙平时哈，他是一个活在主面前操练自己的。
And so he must be a man who strengthened himself before the Lord in his daily life.
如果我去，我想被那牛不知道拖到哪去了。
If I was there, I don't know how far the cattle would drag me. Not to speak of plowing, I'm too thin.
所以今天年轻弟兄姊妹，你的生活 在细小的事情上在主面前认真。
And so brothers and sisters, young people, you need to be diligent in the details of your life so that you can be strong.
碰到环境需要或者试炼临到的时候，你有力量走过去。
As soon as you meet circumstances, difficulties, and needs, you are able to walk through it.
以利亚呢，走过去啊，他没有说神要高你做先知啊，他就把他外衣搭在以利沙的身上，他就往前走了。
Elijah did not go and anoint him and say that the Lord has anointed you as a prophet. No, he didn't even speak a word. He just threw his mantle on him and walked on.
以利沙呢，立刻撇下牛啊。
Elisha immediately put down his plow and he ran after Elijah.
他告诉以利亚说，请你等我一下。
And he said, wait for me for a moment.
他就回去把他的牛宰了两头，请了他的邻居来跟他们告别，他就跟随以利亚。
And so he offered up two of his oxen and shared it with his neighbors and then he went and followed Elijah.
你说他干不干脆？
Was he willing?
今天如果我们想，我还要去问问我爸爸的意见怎么样。
Today we say I want to go and find out the opinion of my father.
还要跟我的 buddy 谈谈。
I need to talk with my good friends. Is this a good easy way to go on?
他不是。
No.
因为他里面对主认真。
Because Elisha was serious before the Lord.
他想到这是难得的一个机会。
Because this was a great opportunity.
神的仆人以利沙把他以利亚的外衣搭在我的肩上。
God's servant Elijah has placed his mantle upon me.
他在一件事情上面。我们看见显出他平时生活的认真。
In every aspect of his life, showed his diligence before the Lord.
我们现在读圣经认真。
In the Bible, we need to be diligent.
我们讲话认真。
In our speech, be diligent.
不随随便便乱讲话。
Do not speak casual words.
不随随便便发表意见。
Do not speak casual opinions.
弟兄姊妹，做事情认真。
Do your work with diligence.
不是别人看我就做得好。
It's not that because people are watching you do it well.
弟兄姊妹，我乃是看见我在做的时候主在看。
But when you do your work, it's because the Lord is watching.
而且我在做的时候，主在我跟我同一起做。
And when I am working, it is because the Lord is with me.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是从生活中可以表现出来。
Brothers and sisters, these things are shown from your daily life.
很可惜，今天很多神的儿女在世界的工作上面非常认真。
Sadly, many of God's children today they are very diligent in their worldly work.
因为你在工作上认真，到了年终的时候会有表扬的。
Because in your career, at the middle, at the right time, there is a time for promotion.
我常常到弟兄姊妹家看望，看他们，哇，好多奖章啊，都是公司给他的表扬。
We see that there is a time that when I go to visit brothers and sisters, I see that they have trophies from their work.
但是在主的家中呢？就马马虎虎的。
But in God's house, they are very careless.
弟兄姊妹，但是有些神的儿女们，他们反过来。
But there are some of God's children who are the opposite.
地上的事，他也尽心尽力。
Yes, they are still diligent in the things of the world.
一点得失心都没有。
But they do not put their heart in it.
但对神的家，他里面每一件事他都很在乎。
But towards God's house, every single matter they care about.
每一件事他都到主面前去求问，去追究。
In every single matter, they bring it before the Lord in prayer.
弟兄姊妹，这都是圣灵的感动。
This is through the working of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在人身上的一个显明。
This is the Holy Spirit manifesting in the person.
然后最后，在这些人身上会有受苦的心智。
And lastly, this person also has a mind of willingness to suffer with Christ.
像彼得前书第四章讲的，主耶稣，我们的主啊，救主，他在肉身中曾经受过苦。
Just like in 1 Peter, he says that because Christ has suffered in the flesh.
所以今天那些爱主的人，他们就愿意为主在肉身中受点。
And so for those who love the Lord, they are also willing to suffer with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，有过经历的人就知道。
So those who have experience.
里面得着的饱足、甘甜和与主交通的亲密，是地上那一点点苦，根本微不足道。
For those who have a little bit of experience of that suffering, you know that the intimacy, the sweetness that you have in your relationship with the Lord cannot be touched by that pain.
我特别盼望我们年轻人有这个经历。
I truly desire that the young people will have this experience.
我最怕就是我们年轻一代道理上都知道里面没有尝过这个滋味。
I am most afraid that the young people today, they know this in their heads, but they have never tasted of it.
你若是没有尝过，我们以后只能维持一个形式，不可能在神的百姓中做领袖。
Because outwardly, if you have never tasted it, you can go through the outward motions, but you cannot be a spiritual leader.
当一个人有这样子学习的时候
，But when a person has this learning and training,
我们看见神就开始在我们身上做工了。
then God will begin to work in this person.
神要来启示我们。
God wants to reveal it to us.
读主的话语，好像鳞片从眼睛上落下。
So that when you read God's word, it's as if scales are falling from your eyes.
主的话活了。
God's word is now alive.
主的话充满了亮光。
God's word is full of light.
充满了荣耀。
Full of glory.
充满了叫我们里面爱慕被吸引。
Full of attraction for us.
弟兄姊妹，这都是属灵的经历。
These are all spiritual experiences.
绝不是你去读了哪某一个人的书，啊，觉得好得不得了。
It's never because you have read any person's book and you feel it's so good.
我常常到在外面服侍，别人就问你看过这个作者的书没？我说我一本都没看过。
Oftentimes I go out to serve and people ask me, "Have you read this author's books?" And I said, "Not one."
我读这本圣经呢，我觉得时间都不够。
But then I feel like I don't have enough time to even read this Bible.
昼夜思想都不够。
I don't have enough time day and night to think of it because his words are too precious.
这启示里面呢，不是叫我们明白圣经的意思，
叫我们看见
活的基督。
Revelation is not just so that you can understand, but so that you can see the living Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个何等的宝贵！
Brothers and sisters, this is so precious.
我们盼望我们的下一代真的是有启示的一代。
We truly hope that our next generation is a generation with revelation.
而不是只有讲道理的一代。
And not just a group who can explain logic well.
在教会最怕就是有讲道先生。
What we're most afraid of in the church are preachers.
那个讲道先生一上台，大家都打瞌睡。
Because as soon as one stands up and begins to preach, everybody begins to sleep.
我们需要有人把基督带给别人。
We need one those who bring Christ.
第二个，
Secondly,
神在这个人身上就有特殊的工作。
Then God will begin a very specific work.
我们称这个工作叫做十字架的。
We call this work the dealing of the cross.
在教会的负责人产生的时候，我们看见那些人呢。他们家或者个人身上都有特殊的经历。
And so we see that those who are responsible in the church, they all have very particular experiences.
不认识这个原则，就说是不是他们走错了
？Those who do not understand the principle would say, "Have they gone wrong?"
我们怎么敢爱神呢
？How can you love God that way?
但是认识主的人知道，这是祝福。
But those who know the Lord know that that is blessing.
唯有经过这些遭遇
，Only those who have gone through such troubles,
他们的意志。才在主面前是柔软
have their wills been dealt with and softened by the Lord?
我可以这样讲，我过去服侍将近三十六七年。
I can say that in my past 36, 37 years of service.
这是我看见神同在的一个印证。
This is a signal of God's presence.
在一个属主的儿女们的聚会的里面。
In a gathering of those who belong to the Lord.
有一般弟兄姊妹，他们身上有特别。
There is a group of those who have a very particular experience.
是在人看是特殊的苦难，用属灵的眼光看是特别的祝福。
In man's eyes, it's a particular pain or suffering, but in God's eyes, it's blessing.
他们里面，他们从那个中间走出来的时候，像雅各书的作者那个良人说：“我的家哦，何等的美丽！”
However, it is after they have gone through the experience, it is like the author of Song of Songs saying, "Your feet, how beautiful it is."
他们里面不再是那个天然的己的能力和刚强。
Because within them, it is no longer the strength and power of their natural life.
他们身上显出基督的美丽。
From them manifests the beauty of Christ.
第三个，他们开始在细小的事情上，日常的生活中被圣灵管制。
Thirdly, in their daily life, in the details, they are disciplined by the Holy Spirit.
这就很细了。
This is very detailed.
很小的事情上面，他们会有点点滴滴的经历认识主。
In very small matters, they begin to experience and know the Lord.
那么，当主这样认识、培养好，我们讲到好的领袖。有两个重要的条件。
And so once we have been trained by the hand of God in this way, there are two very important qualifications.
在他们的里面。认识神的不改变的旨意。
First, they come to know the unchanging will of God.
啊，有人称叫做 the persistent will of God.
And some call it the persistent will of God.
The will.
The will.
啊，我们知道，就好像呢，一个国家最高的法律是宪法一样。
That is to say, it's just like the highest law of the land.
是，那就是 constitution.
Which is the constitution.
所有其他的法律不能跟这个宪法抵触的。
All other laws cannot surpass the constitution.
所有其他的神的带领引导都是根据于这一个旨意而有的。
All other laws uphold that one law.
教会的领袖需要有这个认识。
in the church, in church leadership, we need to have this understanding so that you can, will not be blind. Otherwise, you will be like the blind leading the blind, falling together into a pit.
所以今天这一班人呢，在主的话语上是被主制作的。
And so this is a group of people that have been dealt with by God's word.
然后呢，因着主在他们的身上工作，他们有了基督的性格。
And then through the working of God's character inside of them, they have now God's character.
只有基督的生命和性格才能成全神的旨意。
Only Christ's nature and character can accomplish God's will.
什么时候你我冒出一点点自己天然的东西，我们立刻失败。
Anytime you manifest a little bit of your natural or your own personality, you will immediately fail.
无论那个天然是多好,
no matter how good that, what, that which is natural or how lovable it is, it will fail.
弟兄姊妹们,
and so in the character of Christ, we also see several points.
基督的谦卑,
the humility of Christ.
我们知道，所以使徒们劝我们要谦卑。
And so the apostles, they exhort us to be humble.
像彼得告诉我们说，我们都要谦，用谦卑束腰来彼此顺服。
So Peter tells us to clothe yourselves with humility towards one another.
摩西做好的领袖啊，神为他做见证，说摩西啊，比世上众人都谦和。
And so, because Moses was the leader of his, of God's people, God himself said there is no man meek as Moses.
非常的谦卑，但是却带着能力和权柄。
He was very humble in his speech, and yet in his leadership, he brought authority and power.
第二个是忍耐。
Secondly, patience.
你知道，养孩子啊，是需要耐心的。
You know, in raising children, it takes a lot of patience.
服侍教会啊，更需要耐心。
In order to serve the church, you need patience even more.
我们知道摩西啊，他背负以色列人的责任。
We know that Moses, in his responsibility of bearing the Israelites,
他在生命记第一章啊，他要离开世界前，告诉以色列百姓，他说你们的麻烦神要我背啊。In
Exodus, before Moses was taken by the Lord, he says that I have taken up your, the burden of the Israelites.
这个麻烦呢，大比弟兄翻译的，你们磨我，磨到我背到今天了。 You are wear.
You wear me out.
Yeah, you wear me out.
Moses says, I,
you
wear me out.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你没有忍耐的话, 怎么可能呢?
Brothers and sisters, if you do not have patience or endurance, how can you bear it? You will resign after a few days.
我记得我年轻的时候，我好多时候，每隔几个礼拜就到主面前辞职一次。
I remember when I was young, after several, every time, after several weeks, I always resigned before the Lord. I said, Lord, I can't go on.
You
just take care of it yourself. It's best that you kill me now. And then I read that Moses also had the same prayer. Only in Christ can you have this patience.
主真的借着好多人磨。
Through many people, I have been worn out.
另外，我们看见有基督的勇敢。Additionally,
we also need to have the courage of Christ.
所以，约书亚起来承担责任的时候，神一再的吩咐他说：“你要刚强，要壮胆。” And
so when Joshua was raised up by the Lord to be a leader, God said to him over and over, "Be strong, be courageous."
不是勇敢去修理别人。Just
it's not being courageous to go and correct other people.
今天很多神的儿女们修理别人非常勇敢。There's
many saints who are very courageous in correcting other people.
做丈夫的修理自己妻子也很勇敢。And
husbands are very courageous in correcting their wives.
修理完了再道歉都没用。And
after you have corrected them and you apologize, it's no use.
真正的勇敢。 是讲真理的时候，我们不看人的脸色。True
courage is that when you speak the truth, you do not look at the emotion of other people.
你 don't look at people's face. 这是摩西告诉那些要做首领的。This
is what Moses told.
你一看人的脸色，该说的话不敢说了。If
you look at a person's face, you cannot speak, because once you look at a person's face, you want to say something else.
以至于神的家就失去了公义。
And then God's house would lose righteousness and justice.
我们再讲到，做好的仆人呢，是要良善又忠心的。And
so to be a good servant, you need to be good and faithful.
这所以在马太福音25章、路加福音19章讲到主把恩赐和恩典 赐给他的仆人。
In Matthew 25, it speaks of how God has given his talents to his servants.
那些好的仆人，神称他们，主称他们做，你是良善又忠心。
And so to the good servants, he said, you are good and faithful.
这换句话说，我们不辜负主给我们的恩典和恩赐。
That in another words,
我们善用吧。
You are not hoarding the gifts that God has given to us, but you use it well.
用在主自己和他的利益上面，就是神的家中。
Use it in God's will, in His house.
绝不为自己得手。
Never for your own personal gain.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做良善。
That is good.
这个叫做忠心。
That is called faithfulness.
最后一个点，他们是坚固的。
Lastly, they are steadfast and unmovable.
弟兄姊妹，这就显在他们的殷勤和劳苦上面。
This is shown in their diligence and in their labor.
若是我们在聚会中有这样的弟兄姊妹，我们该怎么对他们？
In our meetings, if we have brothers and sisters who are like this, how should we how should we be towards them?
希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，那些在神的话语上引导你们的人，你们要常常想念他。
And so in Hebrews, it tells us that we need to often remember them.
弟兄姊妹，这个想念啊，不是情感上的想念。
This remembrance is not an emotional remembrance.
我个人在侍奉主的路上，
In my own personal service towards the Lord.
我承认在早期啊，我有时候碰见一些的风浪。
In my early days, I have met some storms and trials.
我真是走不过去。
And I really could not walk through them.
我那时候常常就一个人呢，到野外去散步。
And so oftentimes I would go out into the forest to take a walk.
或者有时候带着我全家呢，开车到田野里面去开车转。
Or sometimes I would take my whole family, and we would go out and go for a drive out.
当我一个人安静的时候，我就好像看见以往年长弟兄姊妹他们一幅一幅的图画。
And once I have quieted my heart, I would see picture after picture of those elderly brothers and sisters.
因为他们经过风浪的时候，风浪没有打在我身上。
Because when they went through storms, the storms did not come upon me.
遇见征战的时候，那个征战的目标，我这个小喽啰不会碰到我。
And when the battles came, the battles did not come near me because I was just a young child.
我看他们怎么走。
And I saw how they walked through it.
何等的安息。
And how peaceful they were.
从来不觉得自己有什么。
They never felt like they were anything.
所以受的羞辱他一点都不难过。They were, 不是说不痛苦。
It's not that they had,
但是他不为自己难过。
It's not that they had no suffering.
很痛苦，但是他不难过。
When they were shamed, they would go through pain, but they were not sorrowful.
我而且有些诗歌在我里面，就仿佛主在我的身旁。
And then there were some hymns within me. It was just as if the Lord Himself was right there.
如果有这样的领袖在我们中间，我们是有福的。
If there are such leaders among us, then we are greatly blessed. We need to remember them.
我们也要效法他。
We need to follow them.
我们要照着他们所走。
We need to imitate their way.
然后还要留心看他们为人的结局。
And pay close attention to the result of their conduct.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见，因为神是顾念人。
Because we know that God is one who remembers man.
神是公平的。
God is one who is fair.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在这一点上要好好的去思想。
So you need to
consider.
Consider.
弟兄姊妹，留心看的就是 consider.
You need to consider.
再的思想。
Consider often.
我感谢主，我碰到这些早期啊，都是借着这样让我能够安然走过。
I thank the Lord that I have met such brothers and sisters that I have been able to walk through with such rest.
到有一天，在哥林多后书第四章，我能够直接从耶稣基督的脸上看见神的光。
Until one day in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I was able to see the glory from my Lord's face.
那是何等的喜乐。
Then it was such joy.
所以保罗的那个经历，打倒了却不至于死亡。
And so he could say that I have been beaten down.
四面受敌却不被困住。
I am persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed.
这是教会该有的经历。
This is experience that the church ought to have.
是真实的。
This is real.Following in the Lord,
你要去留心看。
You need to consider carefully.
如果有这样的弟兄姊妹，我们要敬重。
If there are such brothers and sisters, we need to honor them.
在提摩太前书那个 honor 有两个意义。
And in 2 Timothy, there is two meaning to it.
这个敬重啊，第一个是指着我们 attitude.
In this honor, first it speaks of our attitude.
我们对他的态度，我们是愿意顺服，愿意听的。
In our attitude, we need to be willing to obey and to listen.
另外一个敬重啊，是指着实际生活上面。 and the, 奉养。
And the other speaks of how the practical needs.
我们知道啊, 保罗在生活中, 他在这个点上做了一个很好的榜样。
We know that Paul, in his own life, he was a very good example.
主耶稣在背着十字架往加略山巅去的时候,
When the Lord Jesus himself was bearing the cross, going towards Calvary,
因为整个晚上, 主被折磨啊, 他已经消耗差不多快要殆尽。
The Lord Jesus went through such suffering for the entire evening to the very uttermost of his life.
那个十字架非常的沉重。
Because that cross was incredibly heavy.
我们知道主在肉身中也是非常强壮的。
And we know that in his physical body, our Lord was strong.
滴水不进啊, 一个晚上到了早上, 他背着十字架往加略山。
He did not have a single drop of water, but he was bearing that cross towards Calvary.
最后一段上坡的时候, 他们就抓了旁边一个看热闹的一个古利奈人西门。
At the very end, they pulled Simon to come and help him.
来帮主耶稣背,
to help the Lord Jesus bear the cross.
后来这个西门得救了。
At the end, the Simon, he also came to know the Lord, and his wife loved the Lord. His son loved the Lord.
所以保罗在罗马书16章特别提到这个人。 And so
Paul said that Simon's mother is also my mother.
Because
he also bore the cross for
our Lord.
Paul was one who knew spiritual principles. And so in his life, he bore out the love of Christ. This is the attitude we ought to have in God's house. We need to respect and obey. May the Lord bless his own words. May the Lord raise up many leaders among us. Young leaders. Middle-aged leaders. And elderly leaders. So that in God's house it would be full of his presence. So that the Lord may receive the praise and thanks. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you and praise you with all our hearts. You truly love us. Not only have you saved us, but you have given us such privilege so that we can be your servants, so that we can co-work with you.
主啊,
May you gain us so that we would love you and your house. May you give us this desire so that in our life of consecration we would not be lax, but that we would be serious people before you and not be casual in small things.
因为你告诉我们说, 人在小事上忠心,
Because once we are faithful in small things, then we can be faithful in big things. Lord, give us a mind of suffering.
让我们为着眼前，为着前面那极重无比的荣耀，轻看今天肉身短暂的苦楚。
So for the glory set before us, that we would look lightly upon the temporary sufferings.
好叫我们真能够被你握住。
So that we would truly be grasped by you.
在这个世代来承担。
That in this generation we would hold fast to your entrustment. Bless your words. Bless your church. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' most precious name. Amen.